Listening 2. Tiger Mom, page 166. Comprehension.
Next guest's article that is raising a little bit of controversy. When it comes to raising successful kids, Chinese mothers have it right. Amy Chua is raising her children the way that she was raised, with a few hiccups along the way, but in a strict Chinese household. And she's written about her somewhat extreme parenting methods in her new book. Here's an excerpt. Here are some things that my daughters, Sophia and Louisa, were never allowed to do. Attend a sleepover, have a play date, watch TV, or play computer games, choose their own extracurricular activities, get any grade less than an A, and play any instrument other than the piano or violin. The book is people talking, certainly it's generating a lot of controversy. It's called Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother, and author Amy Chua joins us now. I had to laugh, Amy, because some of this resonated. My dad is from Nepal, and the Asian culture, I mean, when you're a child or a product of the Asian culture, and this is general, but, you know, there is a greater emphasis on listening to your parents and to studying.
Right.
And also to just family measuring up to statement. Their expectations of you, not what you want. But let's talk, first of all, about some of those ideas. And, you know, of course, some people take issue with the fact that it said Chinese. But you're writing about what you know, because that's how
your
parents raised you.
It's just my story. And I actually say early on in the book that I'm using this term loosely. I'm not speaking for all Chinese parents. And, in fact, it's more of an immigrant thing. You were just saying, you know, I know a lot of Ghanaian, Jamaican, Korean, Indian parents who have similar mindsets, and similarly, I know many Chinese people who choose not to do this, partly because they didn't like it when it was applied to them.
Well, it's interesting. We are losing some of that as you know, more of us grow up in America and grow up in, you know, Western influences. My dad always had said to me that learning is a privilege and going to school is a privilege, and he sort of carried that ethic with him, and he did impose that on me, and I laughed in your book when you talked about if you get all A's and a B, the question, you know, an American parent would say, congratulations, you're doing great. And a Chinese parent, as you're putting it, would say, why the heck did you get a B? That's not acceptable.
Did that happen to you?
Of course.
Right. I know. And I think this is one thing people don't understand. You have to put it in the family context. Every family's different. If you say that in some families, it could be really horrible and harsh and undermining. But I grew up with extremely strict but also extremely loving Chinese parents, immigrant parents. And for me, I mean, as a grown-up looking back, they're having high expectations for me, coupled with love, was really the greatest gift they could give me. I feel I owed them everything, which is why I tried to do it with my own two daughters. And with my first daughter, things went smoothly, but then my second daughter came along, and that's when I kind of got my comeuppance. I mean, she and I are very similar. She's a fireball, you know?
Right.
We both have hot tempers. We locked horns from day one. And again, at 13, she really rebelled. We began having terrible fights, a very dark period in my life. I really began questioning everything I'd ever done. And that's actually why I wrote the book.
So in a nutshell, what can Western parents learn, though, about those high expectations, about the emphasis on studying that you talk about?
Yeah, I think that there are strengths and weaknesses to both the Asian and the Western models. See, they're almost mirror images of each other. There are real strengths, though. I really think so. I mean, I think there's a question that we're all confronting, which is, where does true self-esteem come from? You know, I'm a little surprised. It's almost like the idea of striving for excellence is a bad word. You know?
Right, because you put too much pressure on the kids.
Yeah, and that's true. By the way, I agree with that. If there's too much pressure, if you get to a point where people are cracking and they're miserable, you've got to pull back. That's the point of my book, in a way. You know, I retreated. But short of that, if there's love, I mean, for many, many people, having high expectations, learning that you could do something that you thought you couldn't, I mean, that's a great feeling. Once you have that experience, in the future, you think, wait a second, I once thought I couldn't do something, and then through hard work and not giving up, I learned I could do it. So, you know, this is a good lesson. And also not making excuses. I find it interesting that these are called Chinese values, you know, hard work and don't give up and don't make excuses, take responsibility, be self-reliant, I mean, the way I was taught, because I think of those as really fundamental American